Download it now.
Good evening and welcome to Vikings Rewind on your home for Vikings football, KFAN, the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. It's Nordo, producer of 9 to Noon here with you. Vikings Rewind is presented by Pentair, smart, sustainable water solutions. The Minnesota Vikings fall to the Indianapolis Colts in Indy yesterday, the final score being 28-11. Some weird consistencies from week one to week two, including a lack of time of possession for the Vikings. They had the ball just 21 minutes and 35 seconds yesterday, 175 total yards on offense, 2 of 9 on third down, a few turnovers. And following week two, the action of games that took place over the weekend, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears are 2-0, and the Vikings and Lions, unfortunately, are 0-2. So 14 more games to go. Some of you are already thankful that there's an extra wild card team in the mix for each conference this season. But before we get to some player and coach interviews, you'll hear from head coach Mike Zimmer. You'll hear from offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak next segment. Some more audio as well. Before we get to all of that, let's rewind to the action from a game that for the Vikings offense did not have a lot of action yesterday. And starting out, Vikings getting the ball to begin the game yesterday, and it was actually one of their more impressive drives, as the idea of, again, possessing and getting points on the board, their opening drive of the game, 13 plays, 75 yards, and a field goal from Dan Bailey.
Bailey has made 23 consecutive field goals. He was 1 of 1 last week at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Green Bay Packers. Austin Cutting snap to Colquitt is good, and boom, Bailey bangs it through from 21.
And so early on, about 9 minutes left in the first quarter, the Vikings are up 3-0. Now, another long drive ensuing for the Indianapolis Colts. The defense wanted to rebound from the 42 points or the 43 points that they gave up to the Green Bay Packers a week before. Had some trouble getting off the field for the opening drive, but they stiffened in the red zone and caused their first turnover of the season, this coming from the arm of Philip Rivers.
3-0 Vikings and Colts, 2nd and 8 Indianapolis from the Vikings 11. Philip Rivers, 3 of 3, scrimmages between the hash marks out of the shotgun. 2 receivers left and right, fires over the middle, intercepted by the Minnesota Vikings on a deflection. It was Eric Wilson with the interception inside the 5, and the Vikings have turned over Philip Rivers.
First turnover of the season, as I mentioned, Eric Wilson with the interception there. The Vikings, unfortunately, from an offensive perspective, again, something we're seeing a lot of in 2020. In those moments where the defense stands tall, the offense isn't able to take that momentum the other way. They follow it up. They go 3 and out in that ensuing possession. Meanwhile, following a nice punt return, an opportunity for the Colts, they go 4 plays, 35 yards, and suddenly they're in the lead.
And on first and goal, handoff Taylor. He jump cuts to the right, inside the 2, to the 1, touchdown Indianapolis Colts. A 5-yard touchdown by Jonathan Taylor, the first of his National Football League career, and Indy has taken a 6-3 lead.
Vikings follow that up offensively. They go 3 and out. Nice stand again by the defense, though, as we enter the second quarter, late stages of the second quarter, and they cause a 6-play, 35-yard drive to stall. It is a punt by the Colts, but then another safety?
3rd and 7 from the Vikings 5. Cousins shotgun. He's hit in the end zone, and it's a safety! Or did he know it's a safety for 2 consecutive weeks? Are you kidding me? DeForest Buckner was all up in the mix, and it's 9-3 Indianapolis. Who in the heck takes safeties 2 consecutive weeks? Are you kidding me?
That's a very good question. The Vikings, the first team in a long time to do it, and if you go back to week 17 of the 2019 season, that game against the Bears, Vikings had already clinched a playoff spot, a lot of reserves in the mix. I believe it may have been Mike Boone who was unable to get out of the end zone against the Bears defense. That means 3 straight regular season games have included a safety allowed by this Vikings offense. And much like week one, where it was Jaire Alexander tackles Kirk Cousins in the end zone for a safety on the ensuing possession, they come back and get some points. The Colts did the exact same thing. 8 plays, 58 yards. At least this one was just a field goal.
Blankenship, 28-yard try, right hash. Snap spot. Blankenship's kick is good. And the Colts have taken a 12-3 lead. The Georgia rookie is now 2-4 this year on field goals.
Okay, 12-3 lead. We're still in the second quarter, still having opportunities. Just need to string together some form of offense. Well, Vikings get the ball back, and it's 3rd and 10. Hey, there's Dalvin Cook running across the middle, wide open. Maybe he can turn it up the field, first down and more. Or we could go deep to Adam Thielen in double coverage.
3rd and 10. Cousins out of the shotgun, play action to Cook. Rolls out to the right. Kirk with a deep shot into double coverage. Terrible pass, intercepted. It deserved to be. And it's picked off by the Indianapolis Colts. Here comes Kari Willis, the safety. Across center field to the 50s, to the 40. Kari Willis with a long interception return on a terribly thrown pass by Kirk Cousins. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Colts lead 12-3. Colts threatening to get more points because they're close to the end zone. And the Colts get the ball to begin the second half.
You hear me keep referencing back to last week or week one. Well, there's so many similarities that bear mentioning and your attention as you look at this team through two games in the season. A week ago, you have Kirk Cousins throw that interception within the last minute or so of the first half. They turn it in two plays later to that long touchdown pass to Marcus Valdes-Scantling. Well, this time around, Phillip Rivers at this stage of his career is certainly not Aaron Rodgers at this point, but after the 43-yard return on the interception, they set up first and 10 at the 29, and they're still, yet again, final minute of the second half, turning turnovers into points.
His NFL long is 38. This will be a 38-yard try, right hash. Snap good, spot down, kick is up, and it is good from 38. And Rodrigo Blankenship has kicked Indianapolis to a 15-3 lead.
Busy day for Mr. Blankenship, 3-for-3 so far. And now, just before half, let's try to get some points, like 40 seconds left. Here's another interception from Kirk Cousins.
Final play of the first half, 15-3 Indy. Three receivers right, one to the left. Colts rush three. Cousins rolls out to the right, plants the foot, heaves one close to the end zone, and it's intercepted at the 2-yard line. The ball didn't even get to the end zone, and it was intercepted by TJ Carey. So Cousins has two interceptions in the first half, three on the season.
That one was kind of a Hail Mary, so don't necessarily hate on him for that. But here we are going into the break, completely uninspired by the offense. The defense certainly stronger than they were opening week against Aaron Rodgers, but still conceding points. A couple of field goals from Blankenship at this stage. Jonathan Taylor, who got his first full start, eclipsed 100 yards in the game. He did have that early touchdown that you heard as well. And so at 15-3, still a two-score game. Certainly anybody's game at this point. The Colts are not without their deficiencies. Some injuries in that game. Big-time safety Malik Hooker ended up, it sounded like, suffering a season-ending Achilles injury. Paris Campbell left the game early, one of their highlight young, fast wide receivers that they love. He may have a PCL issue that he's going to be dealing with for a while. So certainly imperfect are the Colts, but at home, with 2,500 fans in attendance in this weird new world, have a 15-3 halftime lead. Let's get a spark. The Colts get the ball to start the second half. We need a big defensive play. How about Yannick Ngakoue doing something big for this Vikings defense?
2nd and 27 as Hines, the tailback, goes in motion left to right. Four receivers to the right, make it three as Hines motions back to the left. Rivers, he's finally hit, and the ball came out, but it was recovered at the 21-yard line by the Indianapolis Colts, and Braden Smith, the right tackle, fell on it. Yannick Ngakoue, with his biggest play as a member of the Minnesota Vikings, he was the one with the strip sack on Phillip Rivers, recovered by the Colts.
Huge play by Ngakoue. When was he going to get to the quarterback? Much better yesterday, Yannick was, in comparison to his first stint in purple and gold in a competitive matchup. And he'll get another shot at the Packers later. But he got after Rivers in this game, made a huge play. As I said earlier, defense stands tall. Can we get something out of this offense?
Cousins, 6 of 18, 59 yards, 0 TDs, 2 picks. Shotgun, 2 receivers right. 2nd and 10, passes right off the hands of a receiver and intercepted by the Indianapolis Colts. And near side to the 30, make it the 25, Kenny Moore, 4th year Valdosta State. And he stopped right around the 25-yard line. Cousins has thrown 3 interceptions.
Clearly the answer is no. Ensuing possession, simply enough, 4 plays. Vikings defense held them out of the end zone, but could not keep Blankenship's foot from continuing to extend the score and the deficit for the Vikings.
Blankenship, 38-yard try, left hash. Snap spot, and the Bulldog rookie's kick splits the uprights, and the Indianapolis Colts take the Cousins interception, his 3rd of the game, and get 3 points out of it.
18-3, less than 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Vikings get the ball back this next possession here. It actually looked like there was some momentum. They got a PI call in their favor on Adam Thielen in coverage, so it was 19 yards positive there. A couple of nice, a 7 and an 8-yard run from Dalvin Cook, so that was sweet. But then it was a crackback penalty against Irv Smith Jr. that put the Vikings at 1st and 25, and then a couple plays later, things got ugly.
2nd and 22 from the Vikings' 48-yard line. Cousins out of the shotgun, steps away from the pressure, but then he is encountered and sacked back at the 43-yard line. And the first to get to him was Tyquan Lewis, 3rd-year defensive end from Ohio State.
Yeah, and that set up 3rd and 27. And they had to give the ball back to the Colts, who went 10 plays, 65 yards, burning a bunch of clock, and they put this thing out of reach.
First and goal, Rivers back to pass, floats one right, and it's caught for an effortless touchdown by Zach Pascal. Touchdown, Zach Pascal, his first this year. He had 5 last year, and Indy has taken a 24-3 lead.
25 with the extra point, and Vikings trying to get back in this, and here's DeForest Buckner doing his thing.
2nd and 5, Cousins rolling out to the right, and he's sacked! Kirk Cousins got sacked from behind. It's now 3rd and 12, midway through the fourth quarter. Indy leads 28-3, and it's that purple and gold nemesis, DeForest Buckner, along with Justin Houston. They caught our quarterback. And now it's 3rd and extremely long, 3rd and 13.
Indeed it is. And here's your Bridgestone key scoring drive. Simply enough, it's the only drive that resulted in 7 points for the Vikings.
Thielen left, 2 receivers right, make it 3. Rudolph motions to the right. Cousins out of the shotgun, 2nd and goal from the 3. Handoff, Dalvin tries the middle, didn't like it. Bounces it out right and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. That, my friends, was all Dalvin Cook, because he got stuck but wouldn't stop. And the Vikings have finally scored a touchdown. It's 28-9, Indy.
And Dalvin would punch in the 2-point conversion as well, giving you your final score of the day, 28-11. That's your key scoring drive. Again, it was the only touchdown. And for Dalvin Cook, only 14 carries in the day. A couple of touches via the pass as well. 2 receptions, I think, for 8 yards. That was your key scoring drive presented by Bridgestone. What do Bridgestone Tires and the Minnesota Vikings have in common? Well, they're both dedicated to performing when it matters most. Dalvin does that, and thanks to Bridgestone, the official tire of the Minnesota Vikings. Dalvin gets in for the touchdown nearing the end of the game, about 5 minutes left in the game at that point. And that's your final score, 28-11. Now, if I was Quick Trip and I was picking the Quick Trip performance of the game, I might pick Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. But you know what? I'll let Colts Radio do their thing. For me, it was Eric Wilson. We're starting to see some injuries rack up here for teams across the league. Yesterday was incredible on the injury front in a bad way, and that's really sad. But for the Vikings in particular, you see Anthony Barr go down with a shoulder injury. Eric Wilson, typically your 4-3 base guy at this stage, and he's shown in substitution of Anthony Barr in the past how good he can be, both stopping the run and in some pass coverage. But he gets the interception yesterday, playing a lot more snaps without Anthony Barr on the field, and was tied behind Eric Kendricks for 2nd most tackles of the day. 7 tackles, had a TFL, and that interception that had an opportunity to change the game early Unfortunately, the offense couldn't get it done. So that's your Quick Trip performance of the game. And be sure to play the opening drive contest, by the way. Thanks to Quick Trip, you can buy any Pepsi product using your rewards card to win. Quick Trip, love you, Quick Trip. Love that opening drive contest. So that's how the game from a highlight or low light perspective sounded like. Let's hear from the head coach. Let's hear from Gary Kubiak. Let's get some words from those that were there yesterday. This is Vikings Rewind. It's presented by Pentair, and it returns next on your home for Vikings football, The Fan, and the Vikings Radio Network. It's goal season at Mystic Lake. Enter casino and digital drawings for prizes like season tickets, away game trips, and a Polaris side-by-side. Get details and enter now. MysticLake.com/football. Welcome back to Vikings Rewind, presented by Pentair. Pentair, by the way, smart, sustainable water solutions. The Vikings lose 28-11 yesterday. They fall to 0-2 in the 2020 season. And you heard the highlights last segment. Let's hear from the star wide receiver. How about Adam Thielen after the game, exclusively via KFAN with our own Greg Coleman?
It's obviously frustrating when you put in the work. You know, you feel like you have a good offense, a good team, and you put out performances like that. Really, the only thing you can do is look at yourself in the mirror. You know, look at how you played, the effort you put out there, and try to fix that, and get back to work when we get back to practice. So, obviously, again, like I said, it's frustrating. It's not what we're looking for, and we know that. All you can do is go back to work.
You being the primary receiver on this offense, you were targeted 8 times, 3 for 31. When teams try to shut you down and somebody else has got to be open on the backside, or does Kirk have so much confidence in you coming down with the ball? Sometimes he might just force one or two balls.
Well, that's on me. You know, when the ball's in the air and it's coming to me, I got to make a play. And when you get targeted like that and you get opportunities, you have to make plays. So, again, the first thing I'm going to do is look myself in the mirror of how I could have, made more plays and really helped this offense get going. That's really all I can do.
And being a leader on this football team, you know, leadership comes in big now. I've been in locker rooms when things are going pear-shaped, the finger pointing and all of those things. But it's up to the leadership to keep the ship headed in the right direction, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that there is no finger pointing. And that's what we will talk about is you got to look yourself in the mirror first. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I know my teammates are going to do that. The great thing is we have a great locker room with a lot of really good guys that want to win. They want to fix it. They want to perform well on Sundays. Now we have to go and do that and figure out a way to correct our mistakes and make plays when we get opportunities.
From Adam Thielen with Greg Coleman to offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak chatting with PA earlier today, let's hear what the OC had to say about yesterday's weird game and the tough loss.
Yeah, Paul, no, I mean, we just, you know, I got to sit here, I got to figure it out. We got to find a way to stay on the field, get some snaps, get the ball moving with some type of consistency as a group, you know. So obviously struggling, very disappointed yesterday, and you know, I got to take a hard look at it. I got to figure it out.
You have seen everything, and honestly, seen everything twice. What did Indianapolis consistently do defensively to confuse the quarterback?
You know, Paul, I mean, I don't think they did anything that we didn't see them do. You know, I just think it's a combination of things. You know that you know, we had a few drops, which sure as hell would help the quarterback. You know, a couple of miscommunications, things like that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that go with it, you know, but, you know, I got to figure out a way to get him off to better start and, you know, take some of those throws off of him. But the thing we got to do, Paul, we got to figure out a way to stay on the field and get some snaps. You know, what, 49 yesterday, 50 last week. That's not a lot of snaps. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, and Gary, I in no way am like pinning this whole thing on Kirk Cousins. I mean, I get the importance of the team game and A, getting to B, getting to C, and getting to D. So I know that there were collective problems yesterday, but just overall moving forward with that virtual offseason and no preseason games, is in-game communication, like during the play, is that like any type of a problem?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we haven't any problem communicating or haven't had many pre-snap penalties and those type of things, you know, so that hasn't been an issue. I mean, just, you know, you look yesterday and, you know, we went right back down the field again. That's 2 weeks in a row, and then we got backed up again. We actually got ourselves out twice, but we had penalties, you know, both times. So, Paul, you know, it's just there's a lot of things, and, you know, I just wake up this morning looking at myself. I'm the one's got to get it figured out and help these guys out so that we can, you know, get productive out there during the course of the game.
That's the OC, Gary Kubiak, with PA earlier this morning, and we'll wrap up Vikings Rewind presented by Pentair with the head coach, Mike Zimmer, chatting with our own Greg Coleman on KFAN following the loss.
Yeah, well, that second quarter kind of got us again. You know, we turn the ball over, get in field position, became, you know, poor in that second quarter, and then we give up the safety, you know, so there's a bunch of things there that happened that we couldn't overcome in the third quarter. Offensively, we didn't do much today, and you know, defensively, we had some penalties, and, you know, we'd be in position to make plays and didn't make them.
You know, Cookie had some success early on and a little bit later in the fourth quarter. How special is he, continues to be, Coach?
Yeah, he's a really good back. You know, we need to continue to do a better job, you know, in all the phases, really. But, you know, they were a slanting, moving defensive line. And so, you know, there was times they catch you and then times that you can exploit them. So, but we didn't do it enough today.
Are you concerned with the offensive production, the lack of production, and are you concerned about the play of your quarterback?
Well, he didn't play good today. He's got to play a lot better than that. You know, I thought they covered us really well today, you know, and it looked like he threw the ball into some tight windows and tried to stick him in there where, you know, but he's got to play better. We all got to play better. We got to coach better.
Yeah. Second week in a row, you get a safety. That's almost unheard of. But for the second week in a row, from your vantage point, what did you see on the safety today?
Yeah, I didn't see the coverage, Greg. I just saw the, you know, that they collapsed the pocket pretty well in there, and you know, so that was one of the things we've got to protect better. And when we're down there in our own part of the field, you know, we got to at least get some first down so we can go out there and punt. But like you said, the last 2 weeks it's been a safety.
That's Mike Zimmer. Wraps up Vikings Rewind, presented by Pentair. Smart, sustainable water solutions. Can we get a win next week, please? Tennessee Titans are in town. I'm Nordo. Thanks for listening to Vikings Rewind on KFAN and the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.